Okay, we're on Daf Memches, Amud Aleph, second to last line. Omer Rav. Sorry. Omer Rav Yehud, Omer Rav. Habotech Beit Hatzavar. Someone who opens up the neck of the shirt, meaning in those days, we didn't have such tailored shirts as we had today, the chaluk was completely closed at the neck. So the way they did it, you just snipped off the top and now you could put your head in. Okay? Someone did that, the chai v'chatat. They're over in Itzer Deraisa. Rashi says, Abotech Beit Hatzavar, Shechalak L'chadchila, he's of the shirt, he did L'chadchila, chai v'chatat, the hashtag k'mishavi le'mana, he made it into something that wasn't before. He was mishavi le'mana, he created it into a usable object. V'chayev mishumak v'patish, something that's not usable, and now it's usable, is called makabe patish. Of course, Rashi would not hold its bone of his. We already had Rashi a few times at Ein Binyan Vistira Bekalim. Okay, so Rashi learns this all as makabe patish. Vahenu gama malach. He finished off the malacha. Meaning when something's not usable, and you open it up to make it usable. The example would be when you buy a new suit, a lot of times the pocket is stitched. So someone to open that up on Shabbos would be over makabe patish. He made something, he was kimishavi le'mana. He made an unusable pocket into a usable pocket, and now it'd be usher. Matkif lavav kahana, turning the page. Ma bein zu, what's the difference between this, that you said it's a chayiv, mamash a chayiv chata because a makhav pakish, le'megofit, megofit chavit. What's the case of megofit chavit? Rashi says, the tanya beperek chavit shenishbara, it's a perek later on. Maybe Adam Chavit, they brought a barrel of wine over for Shabbos, and in those days they sealed the top part of the barrel onto it. So how do you get off the top part of the barrel? So Machi said, Rosh HaBisayef, he took his sword, and he just sliced off the whole top of the bottle. U'manicha lifnei Orchim, now he put it before the Orchim. So in our case over here, when he sliced off the top of the shirt, it will be an Issur D'oraisa. In the case with the barrel that's sealed on the top and he just slices it off with the sword, that's no problem. You could do it on Shabbos. What's the difference between the two cases? Omer Levava, Zu Chibor v'Zu Einu Chibor. Zer Chibor v'Zu Einu Chibor. In the case of the shirt, it's absolutely sealed. It's not like it was so. There was nothing there and you cut it off and you made a mana. The case of the barrel, it's not called a Chibor. Meaning the top part of the barrel, even though it's sealed on, but since it's two separate objects, by taking off your sword and just slicing it off, that's allowed. Mikofes?
Could be the pocket. It's similar to the barrel. The pocket, like you said.
But this is quite, yeah, okay, I hear. Mikofes, eno mina chavis, it's not part of the chavis, atzmo. It's two separate things over here. The apopish is the vukabo. Even though it's sealed, Eino Choshev Chibor, it's not called a Chibor. Sha'ari L'nit La'omedet, it's made for taking off. Avala Begit, Shinera Kula Chibor, but the Begit is completely weaved, and that's called a Chibor. So we're mentioning that maybe the pocket is not so Choshev, it's Omid to untie over there, and it's a little different. I hear. Okay, that's how Rashi learns up the sugi over here. Very important Rambam over here that says that the Isser that's going on is not because of Makba Patish, it's called Koreya, tearing. When you tear something, you rip something, that's an Isser derisor according to the Rambam. So the Ber Halacha says, why doesn't Rashi learn Koreya? The answer is Pashut. When we go through the Lamed Tes Malachas, there's a few of the Lamed Tes Malachas which are called Almanat. Okay, you have sewing, and then you have tearing Almanat to sew. Meaning that the issur of tearing is not just to tear, it's tearing on the condition that you're going to sew it up. In the Mishkan, sometimes a worm went into the curtains over there and it made a hole. So you can't just sew up the hole, it wouldn't look nice. So what you do is you tear the curtain a little bit this way, a little bit that way, and now you sew it together so it makes it more clean sewing over there. Another example, this would be sota, right? Destroying. Destroying is not a malacha by itself, it's sota amanat livnot. Meaning if you just break something and you leave it like that, that's not an issur d'oraisa. If you break it down because you want to rebuild it, that would be the issur d'oraisa. So over here, Rashi does not learn Korea because Korea is not a manat lifnot over here. Korea is not a... Oh, Korea? Oh, so all these opening up, well, would that be Stira or Korea? On each one of them?
Would it be d'oraisa?
Oh, so that's the case. According to Rashi, all these cases of opening up would be only if you're not opening up in order to build it or to re-sew it together, it's only mid
Rabbanan. Like to pour something out of it.
Oh, we'll get to that in just a second. Good. So the Rambam holds its Korea. So I saw a very interesting Chiddush in Rav Karp Sefer. He says, according to the Rambam, you over in this Korea, even though it's not Almanat to Litfor, to our soul, but over here the normal Korea, when is Korea mid the Rabbanim, when it's Korea for destructive purposes, that's what the Rambam holds. But over here you have an interesting thing, it's a Korea not on the condition to sow it, but it's a Korea that's a positive act that's doing something over here, and he wanted to tie in that this is all a Rambam l'shitaso, the Rambam holds Korea in order to make it better and not for kilkul, is an issur d'oraisa. And the Rashi holds the Chachila, he holds later on in the Perek Ayin Gimel, that only Korea Amanat Litfor would be an issur d'oraisa. But any other Korea is not. So he says there's a Machloket L'shitaso. They ask on the Rambam though, but how do we understand the case of the barrel? What's the Inyan Shemitah? We said that if someone does Korea over there, according to Rashi, we're dealing with Machbe Patish. You have a case of tearing the Begin and making it usable, and you have a case of the barrel, making the barrel usable in front of the person over here. The Rambam says the Begin is Korea. What's the thing of the barrel over there? That's not Korea. So Rav Karp says very nice. Now the Rambam's Chiddush over here is that the Almanats are not all the Almanat Malachas. There's a few of them over there. If it's a positive act within itself, you don't need Almanat. So just like Korea doesn't need Almanat to sow, so to sow there does not need Almanat Lifnot in order to be Usher. So over here with the barrel over here, he's breaking the barrel. He's destroying it. So to Almanat, even though it's not Almanat Lifnot, but it's a positive act going on over here, is an Isser, and that would be the question according to the Rambam. Now, Yosef asked over here, what about opening things up? And this is really the opening sugya to opening things up. We see over here the guy just took his sword and sliced it up over here. And we know that we don't just open up bottle caps and we have to be careful with all our utensils and things like that. So what's the case of those things? So Lamaisa, a lot of these things of opening up bottle caps and these things are, they're chumras. They're not me'ikra dins. For example, bottle cap I think is medin chumra that we hold, that we don't open up bottle caps. Right, so it's a sugya later on, I'm sure the Rav's going to go into it. But there's differences on things that we open up. Some things we open up, we're making it into a kali, which makes things worse. For example, when you open up a milk carton and you pull out the spout over there, that's more of a shiloh. We're not going to give psak over here just to arouse the shilohs, because you created a spout on it. That would be something that would be more severe than other things. When they bring down, when you open up chad pami things, for example, cups. Right, you have the plastic thing with the plastic bag around the cups. If you tear the whole thing up, that's one thing. But a lot of times you just open up the top, and now you created a disposable utensil that you can just pull the things out and it holds everything together. So these are more of a shalas, and they do stem from the sugya, but it's really a sugya later on in Perek HaKavi, which we'll get into that. Okay, since we just started talking about chibor and anal chibor, we're going to go into a sugya basically till Memtes Amar Aleph on Chibor with Tumah. Okay? The basic Hakdama goes like this, that some things only become Tumah when it's touched by an Ava Tumah. We'll just use the case of a mace for convenience sake. If a mate touches this, or touches a mate, sorry, mate won't touch it. If it touches it, this becomes tummy. What happens if this is attached to something else by a string? That's the case of chibor. If it's mechubor with something, does the tumor transfer along to the other next object? Even though it's not touching it, but it's attached to something that's touching it, that's the sugi of chibor l'davar tumor. Vami le'i bevyemia l'bevizera. Rabbi Yemi of the Lashon Vami is always bringing up a contradiction between two prices or missions or something. He brought up a contradiction between before Rabbi Zera. Tanan, it's a Mishnah in Uksin. Now Uksin, that's the last Mishnah in sect in Shas, is talking about when Uksin is a stem. Is the stem of the fruit considered Chibur on the tumah? So we have a lot of dinim of Chibur going on in that Masechta. Shoel Shel Kofsin, this is the line which is Sivashi on this. Sorry, Rashi before it. Mekufa Enu Menachavid Atzmo, it's not from the barrel itself, the top of the barrel. Apo Pisha Tevukabo, even though it's sealed in it. Enu Choshev Chibur, it's not considered a Chibur, an attachment. Shahari Linda Lamedet, I think we did this. Aval Begit Shinarag Kula Chibur. Shoel Shel Kofsin, what is a Shoel Shel Kofsin? Kofsin is the laundry. Darkin lishlol above the begadim ze im ze. The derek was to tie together like a string between the clothing, ketanim, imagadon, the small ones, the socks with the pants and the shirts. Why? Kidei shalo ya'abdim. In order that they shouldn't get lost. My Chavrusa pointed out yesterday, this is an age-old problem of losing the socks in the laundry. Oh yeah, so they had to do it in those days. They had to tie everything together. And now they have the laundry line, and they took a little string and they just quickly sewed everything together. It was a quick thing, and now they went down to the river to start washing them, and you're not going to lose the socks in the laundry. So that's the Shal Shal Kolsim. It's all tied together. Shal 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 Miftachot, a keychain. The Begit Shu Tofu Bikilayim. Begit, you had a few swatches of wool, and you tied them together just to keep them together, even with linen. All these cases, this last case, Rashi Begit Shetafu Bekalayim, Behen Shtei Chatikot Shel Begit, two swatches Shel Tzemar, Shetafu Bechut Shel Pishtim, Tevadai Sofo Likwa Liafrid, Liparid. That at the end, it's going to be that you're going to tear it and you're going to separate Zemi Zemi Shum Mr. Kalayim. This used linen to tie it together. So it's all made to be removed, and Afa Pekin, right now it's attached. Tachin shal shal kofsim sofuli farid. It's eventually going to be detached. Afilo hachi, it's a chibur l'tuma. Since you tied it together, right now there's a chibur for tuma going on. The nitna zeh, nitna zeh. If one side of it gets tamid, the whole thing is going to go through the line over here. So the Mishnah goes on and says, all these things are chibur l'tuma. It's going to be once now. One side, the sockets touches a mate. Even the clothing on the other side of the line are going to be tuma now. Achiat hiliatir. These are only tuma until you begin to untie it. Once I start, let's say I have a line with 10 pieces of clothing on it. Once I first start untying the sock, even if the last thing on the line gets touched by something that's a mate or something, the rest of them are not going to be coming. Since my mice right now is untying it, I'm showing I don't want the chibur anymore. The chibur is over, even though I didn't finish untying it. Rashi, ad shiat hiliatir. How long does this chibur last for? Until that I begin to untie it. The mice motzi midei mice. My mice that I'm doing of starting to untie it undoes the whole mice of tying it together originally. The cave in shiat hiliatir. Since I began to one time, kali al yedei ma'isa de lav chad begedu. I have revealed through my ma'isa, through my action, that it's not one beged anymore. It's not tied together, even though it is, but in longness it's not. Okay, and that's where the problem is going to be right now. So again, we'll just deal with the laundry line, because that's what the Gemara is going to go through. There's reasons why we don't use the other ones, also in Kosher. I have the laundry line all the time that everything is attached on the line. One part of it becomes tummy, everything gets tummy. Once I start unraveling the line, even though there's 8 begadim still attached to it, that's only when does the tumor stop. Alma, we see from here, shelo b'shas malacha nami chibur. Even when I'm not doing the malacha of washing, it's a chibur. When does the chibur end? Only when I untie it. But all the time that it's attached, even though I finished doing the laundry, everything's fine, I just put it in the side, it's still attached, I didn't get to it. It's called a chibur. Because the Mishnah said clearly that only when I start unraveling it, it loses the chibur. But when I finished working it and I don't need it anymore, and I put it to the side, it's not a chibur. It still is a chibur. It's a chibur until I start unraveling it. And that's a problem. For me, we have a stira. Another Mishnah in Kalim. It's the first Masechta in the Taharas. Mekel, a piece of wood, Shiasiyatei Lekardos, that I used it, I had my metal axe, and I took just a partial piece of wood. Wood is normally not Mekabel Tuma, doesn't have it. I took a stick from outside, I stuck it in the axe. That's a Chibur L'Tuma. Chibur L'Tuma B'Shas Melacha. Only when I'm using it. But when I finish using it, even though I didn't take it out yet, it's not Chibur L'Tuma. That's a stira. Why is it a stira? We just said above that all the time that the laundry line is intact and I didn't take it apart, it's a Chibur L'Tuma. Whether or not it's B'Shas Melacha or not B'Shas Melacha. Now in the case with the axe, I stick the piece of wood in. All the time the wood is in that axe that I'm using it for Melacha, it's a Din Tuma. It's a Chibur L'Tuma. If I put the axe down and I'm done with it, it's finished. It's not a Chibur L'Tuma anymore, even though it's still attached. That's a stira between the two Mishnahs over here. The first Mishnah says it's a Chibur L'Tuma until I unravel it. This second Mishnah says it's a Chibur L'Tuma until I finish working with it, even though it's still attached. Mekel Shasiyatei L'Kardos, Chibur L'Tuma B'Shas Melacha. And we metayek, B'Shas Melacha in, only when I'm using it. Shelo B'Shas Melacha, lo. Steer between two Mishnahs in Chibur L'Tuma. Rashi, Shelo B'Shas Melacha, Kagon. Shalosh shel kosim, shelo utzrik l'sholo. The laundry string that I don't need it anymore for the string. Ele mishum shak she'et kibus. The filachi chashuv lechibur echad kibus. Even though I'm not working with it anymore, the laundry line, it's still going to be a chibur l'tuma until I unravel it. But the mekel shel etzim v'yama, stout piece of wood. Shalosh yedei lekardos. I use it for my axe. I use it as a handle. Shelo kovu l'tocho, that didn't have anything koven in it. It's a chibur b'shas melacha. This is only a chibur at the time that I'm actually using the axe. V'yafal pish v'yantim nash. That even though that by itself this piece of wood is pshute kli eitz, lo mekabel tuma. Even though by itself it's just a pshute piece of wood, that's not mekabel tuma. Wood by itself, unless it's a finished product or it's a kli, is not mekabel tuma. Hacha over here, beit yadu. It became a handle. V'nitvavu yadu l'chol tarat kli. And we call a handle a tarat kli. Or ochel, or you could use it for eating, b'perekara, or harotet. So that's the stira over here. He asked Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira takes care of it. Omalei. Hatam, over there with the laundry line. Shelo b'shas melacha. Sorry. Hatam in the case of the axe. Shelo b'shas melacha. When you're not using it anymore, adam asoy lezorko. You didn't take it apart, but you want to throw it out. You don't need that piece of wood anymore. You store that axe blade without a handle. So once you've finished using it and you put it aside, you have no need for that piece of wood anymore. It's only to be thrown out. Levena 18, you're just going to throw it between the wood over there. Hacha, but the laundry line, it's nichale, that it stays attached. Hacha, shelo b'shas melacha, when you finish the work and it's done with, Nami Nikolai, it's still good for him to have it over here. De'imi Natfe, because if it all suddenly got dirty, if it rained out, or some kid threw mud on it or something, whatever you want to say, it's still attached over here. Hadu Mechavlo, he could go and he could wash it and whiten it again. So that's the difference between the two cases. A handle with the axe, the second you're done with the work, that handle has no purpose anymore. You don't want it. It's just another piece of wood like any other piece of wood. But the laundry line, it's still good. He wants it to be attached until he actually is going to take and fold up the clothes and put the clothes up. As he knows, it's a bit of a work to attach all the clothes. If something gets dirty, you can just throw it back in the river and start washing it again. So in the case of clothing, It's a chibur letuma until you unravel it. Because when you're unraveling it, you're showing that you don't want the chibur anymore. With the axe, it's a chibur letuma until you put the axe down. You're done with the work. Because by putting the axe down, you're showing that you don't want the wood on it anymore. And that takes care of the skira with chibur letuma. The surah, this next gemara that we're going to have, Surah Matni Lala Hai Shemait the Mishmei de Rav Chisda. In the city of Surah, they learned this halacha. Shemait is a halacha. Mishmei de Rav Chisda. They learned in the name of Rav Chisda. The Pumpatisa, in the city of Pumpatisa, or the yeshiva Pumpatisa, Matni Mishmei de Rav Kahana. They learned this next halacha we're going to learn in the name of Rav Kahana. V'yamila Mishmei de Rava. And some people say that they learned in Pumpatisa this next halacha in the name of Baba. So we're not sure exactly who said the halacha, but someone said it. Man tana ha milta diyama rabbanin kola mechu belo harihu kimohu. Who was the one who learned this idea, this milta, that the chavim said kola mechu belo, anything that is attached, harihu kimohu. It has a din like it. For example, the piece of wood, stump piece of wood, is in mekabel tuma. All the time that it's attached to the axe, it becomes an axe now. So who was the one, midiraisa, we say it's not tuma. Who was the one that made this idea that a chibur letuma makes a tuma? Also the laundry line. All the time that it's attached, they all become one baggit. So if the baggit down at the end of the line becomes tame, all the other begotten. So who's the one who authored this idea? Hi, Milton Yom Rabbanin, Kola Mechuba. Anything that is attached, low, how are you come out? It has a din like it, whether it's they all become one begid or it becomes one axe. Who is the author of this Midi Rabbanin? Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Rav, Rebbe Meir. It's Rebbe Meir. How do we see it's Rebbe Meir? Tetanan, another Mishnah in Masechta Kalim. You have an oven. An oven is something that's mekabel tuma. And now you make these little compartments on the side of the oven. It's like a super oven with compartments on the outside of it. You have a beit hapach. You have a container or something attached to it to put pots, little flasks over there. O beit hatavli. And you have another little compartment on the outside of the oven to put your spices. O beit haner. And you have a little compartment for the ner, I guess, to light the oven. So all these things should be kira. These things in the kira are matmiim. They become tamei b'mada ve'ein mitamim b'avya. That's Dibur Rebbe Meir. Let me give an example over here. A kli keres, normal things that are touched, again, we'll have a sheretz that died over here, and it touches something. That thing is called maga. Things that are touched by an ava tuma becomes tuma. Okay, that's pashtus. Kli cheres has a different quality to it. That a kli cheres, that when it's just in the inside air of it, let's say this is a barrel over here, and something goes inside even though it doesn't touch anything, that becomes tummy. So a kli cheres has an extra quality of tumor to it, that, and just in the avir, the airspace of it, it becomes tummy. I think we've left once mentioned over here the reason why kli cheres is like that. Kli cheres is really a worthless piece of pottery over here. The worthness of a kli cheres is what's inside of it, right? That what you put inside. You have a kli cheres thing over here, you put your wine in it, you put something else in it. So what's inside of it is chashuv. So therefore it has an extra din of tumah. Something goes, a piece of meat is in the avi, I guess a spider brings down something, I don't know, is in the midst of it, that becomes tummy on it. So these compartments, if something touches, it's tami bimaga, meaning something touches the, here we go, let's just say this is the case over here. Here's the kira, and here's the compartment next to it. Something, and it's attached to it. Something that goes in over here, or touches the kira over here, this compartment will be tami. The airspace will not be mitami it, but the maga will be. Oh, if the maga is touching it, you see that there's a chibur letuma, because this compartment is not the oven over here. Touches the oven, this is attached to the oven, the compartment, this becomes tummy. That's Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Shimon Mitarher, and Rebbe Shimon is Mitarher, he says it's not tuma over here, because he does not hold that a chibur, this compartment that is attached to the kira, is going to, a chibur does not transfer tuma. Rashi, Lizarko, Lameka, Lamatznia, Hakardus, Levado, after you're done with the axe, you throw the stick away and you save the axe blade. Nikolahu with the clothesline, it's very good for him. Shu sholim, but it stays tied until the last minute. Why? De'i. Mitnafei hada mechavalahu. If it becomes dirty, he can go and wash it again. Ayadeya shalal is there through the line, so it's good for him. Hai shemaita, the lakami that we mentioned before, mantan alaha. Who is the what we're going to say now, who is the author of the one that says, kol mechuber lo harihu kimohu. Kolam echuba lo kagon shalosh shel kol, seem like the string that has the laundry on it. Tiyamu le'el chibor v'nitma af zeh, that it's a chibor and it will be nitma even this one shelo nagavo, that as long as it touches one, it will mitami the other one, even though the other one wasn't touched by the tuma. Ve'i lav the chibor hu avitor, that if it's not attached, it will be tahor. Ve'alfa gav the naga bahai, even though it's touching this. The ain clean mekabel tuma elim yavatuma. You're not going to be mekabel tuma unless it touches an avatuma. But the chibor transfers along. Beta pach, beta tavlin, beta ner shabikira. Kira zoom mitaltelet. It's a portable oven. Yum mechubarim la kali cheres kitanin. And you attach to it little compartments on it. Beta pach shemoshivim letocho shemen lehafshir. The beta pach, you put in it flasks of oil to warm them up. But tummy bimaga, they become tummy with touch. In naflu tuma biaviran, if tuma goes in the midst of the oven, or biavir kira, in the midst, sorry, the aviran, the airspace of these compartments, or the avir kira, or the airspace of the kira itself, the naga tuma, and now it touches the tuma, leshuli akira, the walls of the kira, nitmuhu kam elu, it will cause these other things to be tummy, or naga tuma lishuleim shel elu, or even if tuma falls into these compartments and it touches it at all, nitma kira, the kira will become tummy because of these things. All these things, they become tummy, so you have a chibur. Ve'ein mitamim, the tuma hakira. When it comes to the airspace, it's not going to become tummy, even though the kira becomes tummy. Tei metami metuma da kira kolomar. Metuma da avya. She'im nafal sheretz bi avya kira. The dead sheretz falls into the airspace of the kira. V'lo naga hatuma v'tofaneya. It didn't touch the walls at all. He tummy the kli keres metami bi avya. It becomes tummy because the kli keres becomes tummy bi avya. V'heim taharim. Compartments of taharim. She'inu kibo la. It's not a kibo for this purpose. Ela inyan maga, only in the maga, the first time in the coming. We're going to explain why we make a chilik between the avir and the actual touching. Rabbi Shimon mitaher, the maga. Et mishalo naga bo tuma dechol chad kli bi'amfei nafshe. He is mitaher with touching. If it doesn't actually touch the compartment, it's not called a transferring of tuma. Amal Rabbi Meir chibor uplagi leir. Rabbi Meir would hold the chibor that these compartments are attached, and Rabbi Shimon is arguing on him. Okay, so we have our mission over here. Rabbi Meir holds a chibur, when tuma touches the oven, it's going to transfer to the compartment. Rabbi Shimon holds, there's no transferring over here, because Rabbi Shimon does not hold of anything we said above. He's arguing on this whole concept that the Rabbanan made this idea of a chibur l'tuma. Rabbi Meir holds chibur l'tuma. We have a question on it. This Shlomo Rabbi Shimon, I understand Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah. It's not like the deer. It's not the compartments are not like the kira, and therefore it's mitar in all cases, whether or not it touches it or it's in the airspace, it's fine. Hello, Rabbi Meir. We have a problem with Rabbi Meir. We know Rabbi Meir holds that there's a. We know that Rabbi Meir holds that there's an Indian of transferring the tuma. If it touches the kira, it's going to usher the compartments, but only with touching, not with airspace. Why do we make a chilek over here? Elevary mayor, ikikira damo. If the compartments are attached to the kira, and now it has a din like the kira, afilu biavir nami litmo. Even if tumor goes into the airspace of the kira, it should be enough to make the compartments tummy. Ilav kikira dung. And if it's not called the chibur, and therefore it's not called the kira, afilu maganami lo litmo. It shouldn't be us with mager. So what is Rabbi Meir talking about? We know he seems to be holding on the chibur, but in the end, it's a limited chibur. Leolam lav kikira damo. Really, the case is midirvaisa. We don't hold this idea of chibur l'tuma. It's not called the kira. Midirvaisa, the compartments are the compartments, not the kira. And unless the tuma touches the compartments, it's not going to be a husser. It's not going to be tummy. Leolam lav kikira damo. Rabbanan hu digazu bahu. And the Rabbanan with goes their tuma over here. If they were gozer, are the airspace that it should also be tummy, avdu behu rabbanan. Sorry, v'gazu behu afilu biavir nami litmu. And if they were gozer, let me just back up. I read it a little long. The olam it's lav kikira damu rabbanan who digazu behu, and the rabbanan were gozer. Igazu behu if the rabbanan were gozer in it afilu. The Avinami Litmu. It should also be in the Avya. Rather, Avdubu Rabbanan Hakeva. They made a hecker. Meaning we wanted to show that this is only Tumah Midi Rabbanan, Achibur Litumah, in order that you won't make a grave mistake. What would be the mistake? Kiheku Dalaati Lemisra Faleya Truma the Kachin. You won't come to burn Truma in Kachin. So what's going on here? You have a derisa that you're not allowed to just burn kachim. You know, tumen kachim, you're allowed to burn. But if they become tameh, you have to burn them over here. That's a tumah derisa over here. If it's a tumah midrabanan, you're not allowed to burn the kachim. You can't burn these things. It's an issa derisa. You can't take a midrabanan tumah and burn tumah on it. Tumen kachim. So over here we had a problem. You have the chibur to the kira. You have the little compartment over here. What happens if truma or kachim touches the compartment over here? You might come and make a mistake of saying, oh, we know that this is tamidik over here. Stam, it's going to be mitame, the kachim and truma, midiraisa. And therefore I have to burn it. But it's not true. It's a midirabonin type of truma over here. Therefore the chachamim had to come and make a chiluk in the types of tumah that this compartment can have in order that people won't make this mistake. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, midiraisa, there is no such concept of a chibur l'tumah. Midiraisa, it's two separate things. If you think the cure is one thing and the compartment is the other thing. Midirabanan, they made a chibur l'tumah. They made a chibur like the kira. So the compartment has a din like the kira. But they limited it in order that people should know that it's only midirabanan. Therefore, only maga. If you touch the kira, the tumor will transfer off from the chibur to the compartment, but the tumor of the airspace will not transfer over to the compartment. Why did we do that? In order that people shouldn't think that if tumor or kachim touch it, that you'd come and burn it. Okay, these tumor sugyas. A few of the avonim, remember we saw that the gazu behu. Afilu bi'avalit, which should also, even in the Avish we do, if you're saying that there's a chibur l'tumah, even in the airspace it should be. Machmas kira, because the kira, if it's attached. Im nitma kira mi'avira balon nagira, if it entered the airspace, it's a kira even without touching it. The gazu bohu, the la'avi chibur midrabanan. It's all midrabanan. Abu bohu rabanan hakira, they wanted to make a distinction over here. The lo avdu lohu kikira mamish. They didn't want to make the compartments like a kira mamish, litma biavir, to even be tummy with the avir. Kiheke, the liyadu uja kibu midivrehem. In order that people should know that the kibu over here, the attachment, is midrabanan. For lo this smoke at tumasam chuma vikachim, and you shouldn't do sreifa on it. Tanam rabanan. One more case of kibu the tumah. Misportzel prokim, scissors that are in two pieces and you attach them in order to use them. The ismil shel vehitne, a plane, the metal part, the ismil, the blade that goes into a wooden plane. Normally you take them apart when you're not using them, but when you use them they're a chibur over here. These are chibur l'tumah, they become tummy, that if you touch one blade of the scissors, the other one's going to be tummy. The ain chibur lahaza'ah. Next week's Parsha Paraduma, the waters of the Paraduma, when something begins tummy, you just sprinkle with the waters, it takes the tumor away. It's not called the Chibol HaZa'ah, meaning the blades are tummy. I do, the waters fall on this blade, it's not going to be a Chibor to be Mitariot with the Mechatat on the other blade. Nabi. Okay, Chibol HaTumah. Manashah. Why should it be a Chilik? Ichibohu, if it's a Chibohu, a Filo is on Nabi. It should even be good for the for being Mitariot. Ilav Chibohu, if it's not considered attached, a Filo Tumah Nami lo. It shouldn't even be good for Tumah. Omer Rava, Dovah Torah, Bishas Malacha, Chibor, Bein, Latuma Bein Lahazar. Vava says a new chiddush over here that really there is a concept of chibor midiraisa in these cases over here that during that when you're working with them they have to be and they utilize each other over here and they're made for each other. Therefore, they have a din of chibor whether for tuma and for hazar. It should work. It becomes a for tuma and hazar. Shelo b'shas malacha, einu chibor, it doesn't have a din of chibor, for nothing, lo l'tuma lo l'hazar. Gozru upon it, they made a double gezeirah over here, al tuma shelo b'shas malacha, mishum tuma b'shas malacha. They made a tuma, even at the not the time of the malacha, all the time that it's attached, because that it's tummy derives of b'shas malacha. V'al hazar, they made a gezeirah on hazar, Shebishas malacha, that it should work bishas malacha, mishum hazah shelo bishas malacha. They made a double gezeirah over here in order to make it more convenient. Vashi. Izmil shel v'hitneta plena, a plane, something that you smooth things with. Shemachakim ba at a tritzin, they smooth the, better word for it. What's the word for a plane? What do you do with a plane? Section of a plane? Planes, smoothers? Planes. The planes, okay. The note name of Barzal show ace. You put the blade of metal in the midst of the block of wood. And you set it up. When the work's done, you finish it. If one side gets tummy, the other side gets tummy. But ain't chibul azar, but chibul azar you have to do both of them. Gazru al tuma shelo b'shas malacha shi chibor. With gazru al tuma, even one shelo b'shas malacha that is still attached. I mean, until you detach them, like the shol shalah to the gadim. Exactly over there. That's the midrash rabbanim over here. There is a device that it's one piece. It's midrash that it's a chibor. Then when you're not using it, it's still going to be a chibor midrash rabbanim. Yalazav b'shas malacha shlo yechibor. They made a gezeira that even one you're using it, the hazar should not be a good mitaring process. Shlo yechibor hilcha chibor letuma. So therefore, we come out that the chibor is for tuma liolam, vein chibor lazaklal. And the rabbanim prevented the make chatat from working on the chibor over there. You're never going to have a chibor lazak at all.